Independence Day holiday, and we wanted to welcome all of you to the Daily Complaint. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to celebrate Independence Day. I hope you all had a wonderful 4th of July holiday. And speaking of Independence Day, I think it's a wonderful theme for this edition or this episode of the Daily Complaint. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Today happens to be one of those days. It is Tuesday, July 7th, 2015. As I said, we just got through Independence Day, so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to remember those that obviously sacrifice for us, and for us to also remember the sacrifices that we make for ourselves. So speaking of Independence Day, it's a wonderful theme for the episode for today, for the Daily Complaint. And the reason I say that, folks, is because I want you personally to gain independence from any creditor or situation in which you feel that your consumer rights are being violated. So we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to actually hear from the director of the CFPB on a video that was posted to their website, which is actually pretty good, in my opinion. Again, I think a wonderful theme is Independence Day, because not only is it July 4th, so we know that half the year is over, which means we only have another 6 months, believe it or not, of 2015, which is daunting in and of itself. But again, I think Independence Day is a wonderful place to sit and think, because again, we want to be grateful for what we do have. But we also want to make sure that we're aware of our consumer rights and we assert those consumer rights to gain that independence that so many have fought for us to achieve. So again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. As I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I will be your cruise director or your hostess for this installment or this episode of the Daily Complaint. As I stated before, I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting does bring to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We air live for 30 minutes on the West Coast. That's California or Pacific time. We air from 8:30 in the morning to 9 a.m. On the East Coast, that happens to be 11:30 a.m. in the morning until noon. We air only for 30 minutes, although I'm always long-winded, so I generally go over the 30-minute allotment. However, the beauty of online radio and our platform in which we sit is that it won't stop recording until I hit the end episode button. So immediately following every live show, as I said, we are live at 8:30 a.m. on the West Coast, 11:30 a.m. on the East Coast, but immediately following every single live show, as soon as I hit that end episode button, the show is archived for your listening, pleasure. So you do not have to join us live to listen. You don't have to join us live to get educated, to know your rights, and to assert your rights. You don't have to join us live for any and all of the above. You can always access the Daily Complaint simply by visiting us at thedailycomplaint.com. And when you get there, every single show, I think we're at like 262, 63, something like that shows. So we definitely have something for everyone, folks. We try to spread the love around. So therefore, we don't just pick on one mortgage servicer or mortgage lender at a time. We want to make sure that we are accurate and we try and cover as many different complaints for as many different topics on as many different things as we possibly can. And so reality is that we're here to help you know your rights and assert your rights. That's the goal of the daily complaint, okay? I promise you we don't get paid to do this. So we choose to do it because we're passionate about what we do here at the Daily Complaint and at End Consulting. We enjoy helping consumers, okay? We realize there are not many entities or companies out there or radio shows out there that are like us that will take the time to educate consumers on their consumer rights and provide a pathway for success. So we do it because we have a passion for it. We do it because we believe in it. I created personally the Daily Complaint through End Consulting as a matter of frustration because I deal with so many consumers and have dealt with so many consumers over the past who knows how many years in which consumers are just not well-versed on their consumer rights. They just don't know their consumer rights. So if you're one of those consumers that doesn't know your consumer rights, I promise you by the end of the show today, that's just 30 minutes, or if I'm a little long-winded, maybe 35 minutes, I promise you you're going to have all the information in which for you to get educated, which is the Know Your Rights part of our motto, our slogan, our heartbeat here, and you're going to understand how to assert your rights. That's our goal of every single show, regardless of what company and topic we cover. We want to make sure that you know your rights, or at least some basic elements of your rights, and you know how to assert your rights. Okay? That's the goal. That's what we're doing here at the Daily Complaint. And we so appreciate the support and the listenership that we get. Trust me, I'm always amazed when we pull up our statistics and we see that 50 people listen to us on July 4th alone. You know, it's daunting to me that people take time out of their busy lives, especially on a holiday weekend, to listen to us, but daunting in a good way, meaning together collectively as consumers, folks, we can change the way we're treated. But it's a matter of all of us doing our part, which means we all have to know our rights. And we all have to understand where and how to assert our rights. So we're going to try and help you with that today. We've got a great complaint. It's not a great complaint in the sense that it's not great for the complaining party. But it's a great complaint to start shedding light or to shed light, not even start shedding light, on the abuses that go on even if you're current on your mortgage. Even if your mortgage is paid off. It's still amazing that there is an abusive element to mortgage servicing where you're still being taken advantage of in many cases, even after you pay off your mortgage. That's what we're going to look at today. We've got a fresh complaint that was posted July 1st, so within 6 days. And again, we've been off since, I think we've been off since the 2nd, either the 2nd or the 3rd. So again, thank you for allowing us the time off. We certainly need to refresh and rejuvenate as many of you probably do as well. And we're now back with more dedication, more passion, more commitment to helping you than ever before. So again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. You can visit us at the Daily Complaint, folks, or thedailycomplaint.com, excuse me, and you can look and listen to any show on the Daily Complaint that applies to you or that you're interested in. You can actually scroll down and look at all 262 shows and figure out what applies to you. You can also contact us. There's multiple ways in which you can contact us. A great way to contact us is through our social media pages, Facebook and Twitter. When you visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, on the top right, you're going to see obviously there's an ad generally that's on the top. But on the top right of our page is a link to our Twitter and our Facebook pages. We post everything we talk about in the show, folks, or on the show, up on our Twitter and Facebook pages. So I promise you we never leave you hanging with regard to the resources that exist for you. Again, that's part of our commitment to you, is to teach you how to do this yourself so that you and you alone can assert your consumer rights. Because I'm a firm believer in that the person that can advocate best for you is you, as long as you know your rights and you know how to assert your rights. So, again, when you visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, folks, and again, we thank you for doing so, on the top right are links to our Twitter and Facebook pages. There's also a link to our End Consulting website. Also, my personal signature is at the bottom of every single show. So you can email me your complaints if you'd like us to cover them on the air. I'll send you an email as soon as we do so, so you can listen to the show. You can call our office. Many people call our office. We just spoke to a lady yesterday who called in with a complaint. So, again, there are so many ways in which for you to know your rights and assert your rights, folks. There's no excuse for you not to do so, or at least reach out to someone that can if you can't yourself. We realize many people have time constraints. We spoke with a gentleman who only had Fridays off. Yesterday we spoke with a lady who only had Mondays off. So we realize sometimes when you only have one day off during the week, it could be difficult to assert your rights with anybody else. Okay? So again, we want to make sure you have all of the information that you need in order to know your rights and assert your rights. That's why we bring to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's why we do what we do. That's why we're so passionate about what we do here at the Daily Complaint and at End Consulting. And that's why before I let you go today, I'm going to make sure that you and John know how to deal with the situation and you know how to assert your rights and where to go to do so and how to learn and get educated about your consumer rights, because education, folks, knowledge is power. I just read a great article in Business News Daily, something like that, Business News Weekly, Business News Daily. I apologize to Business News, whatever, if I'm botching your company name. But it was great about seven entrepreneurs who overcame amazing obstacles. One gentleman was blind and started a construction company. Amazing, you know. And another one had just touted knowledge. If you don't know how to do something, there's so much information now out there on the internet that you can learn how to do something. I remember my first website, I learned how to code to build my first website. Now you don't have to do that, because there's so many plug-and-play websites that you can just buy one and start your own website, and it costs you a minimum amount of money. Some of them are free. So again, folks, it's so important for you to gain the knowledge that you need, which is why our motto, our heartbeat, our bloodline here is know your rights and assert your rights. Our game plan has three steps. The first step is always going to be education, okay? You've got to get educated because knowledge is power. The second step is investigation. You've got to investigate your mortgage, folks. You've got to know what's going on and who's doing it and why they're doing it, even if you don't know why they're doing it, what they're doing. And that way you can appropriately assert your rights. So the first step is going to be education. The second step is going to be investigation. I like to say put on your Sherlock Holmes hat. If you need a pipe to go through it, you know, be my guest. But do the investigation that you need. The last step is always going to be action. It's not good enough for you to just know what your consumer rights are. You've got to assert them and take action. We're going to look at that today in the complaint. We've got a small complaint today. Before we get to the complaint, I want to give you your first resource and your best resource to start, because it really does combine both the knowing your rights and the asserting your rights in one place, okay? It's the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Their website is consumerfinance.gov. Again, their website is consumerfinance.gov. And at the top of the show, I explained to you that there's a video on here that I've never seen before, believe it or not. And I think it's a wonderful video in which for you to gain a better understanding of exactly what they do and who they are. Let me read to you just their tagline of About Us. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB, is a 21st century agency. By the way, the top left of their website at consumerfinance.gov states, and I quote, an official website of the United States government. So this is a 21st century agency that helps consumer finance markets work by making rules more effective, by consistently and fairly enforcing those rules, and by empowering consumers to take more control over their economic lives. Sounds like a winning combination. Let's hear it directly from the director's mouth.
Hello, I'm Richard Cordray. As the new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and as someone who's been helping to build the Bureau for some time, I want to tell you that it's an extraordinary privilege for me to work on behalf of American consumers, consumers like you. Our team at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been answering calls and reading stories from hundreds of American consumers every week. Their stories illustrate the kinds of issues people are dealing with around the country. You can tell us your story at consumerfinance.gov. We've heard from people like Rebecca from North Carolina. She told us she missed a mortgage payment 9 months after her husband lost his job. In the 2 years since, her mortgage servicer has increased her payments, even though she entered a trial modification in an effort to lower her monthly payments. The servicer has charged her monthly fees for services she never asked for and she believes have never occurred, all while repeatedly threatening her with foreclosure unless she shells out more money in unexplained fees. Rebecca has frantically complied with all of these demands because she's afraid of losing her home, and so is doing whatever she can to stay in her home. The stakes are high. Consumers need to be able to fully understand the costs and risks of borrowing, and they need to be able to comparison shop for the best deal. Consumers deserve to have someone who will stand on their side, who will protect them against fraud, and who will ensure that they're treated fairly. The new Consumer Bureau was created to make sure that these things are achieved for all Americans. The good news is that we've already gotten started. Over time, we'll judge the success of our efforts by whether consumers are being treated more fairly and with more clarity and candor in the financial marketplace. The financial marketplace can be an arena that helps people find and seize opportunity, not condemn them to bewildering failure. By working every day to protect consumers, we will help to fashion a more resilient economy and a stronger country. Join us. Work with us. Help us make it so. Visit consumerfinance.gov and tell us your story today.
Okay, so, like I said, I thought that was a pretty decent video. Explained what they are and who they are. Obviously, this gentleman, Richard Cordray, is the director of the CFPB. He explained the situation. I'm a little daunted that he didn't explain who the violator was, because I think that's an important part. But also know that when you submit a complaint, and it's very easy to do so when you visit consumerfinance.gov, on the top right, there's a green button that says Submit a Complaint. When you do so, you can elect to have your complaint go public. They just released, I think, 7,700 complaints out publicly that include who the violators are of those complaints. Okay? They do three things are what they do. They work to educate and inform consumers, the first line of defense against abusive practices. They work to enforce. They supervise banks, credit unions, and other financial companies, and they enforce federal consumer financial laws. And they study. They gather and analyze available information to better understand consumers, financial service providers, and consumer financial markets. Now, with that said, there are some drawbacks right now at the CFPB, and this is from my personal experiences. When you submit a complaint to the CFPB, they allow the violator, shall we say, to respond. When they respond, they give you a chance to dispute the response. The problem is, in many cases, per my understanding and opinion, nothing happens on the back end. You're never contacted again. When in reality, we deal with a company like NationStar every day, and they're probably the worst at responding. In fact, we've got two disputes that we're going to dispute today for our clients or on behalf of our clients. And the reason is because NationStar, and the CFPB should know this by now, NationStar provides a stock verbiage answer for your complaints that goes something like this. The error asserted in your correspondence did not happen or did not occur. Okay? Now, that's all good and well if you don't have proof, but in both of these cases with regard to the dispute, we had proof that the error occurred. So I don't understand, we'll dispute it, and I don't understand why the CFPB doesn't get involved and make NationStar provide a better answer, okay? So that means that we have to utilize and go to other regulatory agencies to try and put pressure on. So instead of going to one, the CFPB, we might have to go to 10. We might have to go to state legislators, state Congress people, state governors and executive branch members. You know, it's daunting sometimes that we have to go to the state attorney general to get the help that really the CFPB should provide. But like I said, it's a wonderful place to start because at least it makes the violating party respond, okay? And that's what we're going to talk about today, folks. Like I said, we've got a pretty good complaint for today. It came to us from John Maresca, or it was posted, excuse me, by John Maresca on July 1st, 2015, against NationStar Mortgage. Like I said, NationStar is probably one of the biggest violators. However, that doesn't mean we've gotten multiple workout resolutions for clients. We've gotten multiple solutions. We've helped clients stay in their homes and assert their rights with NationStar. So that doesn't mean you can't get the solutions you're seeking. It just means you might have to jump through a couple different levels and layers of hoops to get there. Okay? But again, the CFPB or Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is a great place to start. And so visit consumerfinance.gov. So what does John have to say? His complaint against NationStar is titled, "Won't Send Me My Money." Well, right there, that's a red flag. Okay? What does he state? Well, John Maresca from Cherry Hill, New Jersey states this. My mortgage was sold to NationStar by Bank of America. Pretty common pathway, by the way. Both of the disputes that we have against NationStar are for mortgages that were sold to NationStar by Bank of America. So, again, a pretty common pathway. John goes on to state, I immediately looked up the company and saw reviews of how terrible their service, customer support, and website was. I also saw the lawsuits brought upon NationStar. I immediately refinanced with Quicken. Smart move. Now, this is the problem. Smart move, but you can't guarantee unless it's in your contract that they can't sell your loan and it doesn't end up back at NationStar. But you can hope and pray, and at least for the moment, he's got temporary relief if he moved to Quicken. John goes on to state, my mortgage was paid off a month ago. So we're at July 1st. It was paid off June 1st, he's basically stating. And they won't send my large escrow check to me. Meaning he paid it off. But remember, in escrow, they hold your money in advance. And they collect it every month in order to pay your taxes twice a year and your homeowner's insurance once a year. So there could be $2,000. There could be $5,000. Who knows, depending upon what your situation is. And in New Jersey, they pay extraordinary taxes on their property because they don't have, at least per my understanding, any retail tax. Okay? So they could be holding, like you said, a large escrow check. Okay? He goes on to state they're sitting on it probably to make interest off of it. Not allowed, by the way. I was given conflicting information from different customer support people about my check being sent, not being sent, dates the money cleared, etc. That's when I could get through to anyone. They won't send my check in anything with a tracking number or bank wire. They're straight-up liars and thieves. Do everything in your power to stay far away from this company. So, what's our advice to John? Okay? Same advice we just have been speaking about. Okay? You want an answer? You want an answer within 15 days? That's how you get an answer. Okay? Visit consumerfinance.gov and post and submit your complaint. Now, the one major thing that I always try to convey on every daily complaint show is you have to stop calling, folks. These are idiots on the other end of the line. I promise you that. We deal with plenty of them. And reality is that they don't know what the escrow department is doing. By the way, NationStar does have a customer service, customer relations, research type department that you can call. But again, why call if you're getting the same answer? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So change up your strategy. Okay, if you need to write a qualified written request or a QWR, in which case you can visit consumerfinance.gov or the CFPB's website, they'll tell you how to do so. So you can actually do two things at once. You can write a qualified written request and email or fax it into NationStar, and you can submit that with your complaint to the CFPB. And chances are, if you submit your documentation that states that your refinance already closed a month ago and they were paid the money that they were due, there is no reason not to get your refund check in an expedited manner, okay? And I would demand that. I would demand that they send it out to you in priority mail fashion or in FedEx, which requires a signature, and provide you a tracking number. If it's been a month, okay, they can't hold your money, folks, okay? That's not something that they can do, okay? If you want to attack them in its entirety, you can also file complaints with the FTC and the FDIC and your own attorney general. I mean, you can escalate this as high as you want, but again, by simply going to the CFPB, they have to respond and tell you what's going on. Okay, we've used this course of action many times to get results, especially when you're dealing with situations like this, where it's not incredibly complicated like a delinquency and debt restructuring. It's a lot more complicated when you go through that path, whereas if you've refinanced out of NationStar Mortgage, they owe you the money. As soon as they got their check, you were no longer their client. They can no longer hold an escrow account for you. They have to refund your money. As far as time frames, I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I can't tell you what the legal statutes are in New Jersey. But I bet you could call your Department of Financial Services or your Department of Financial Institutions in New Jersey and get those answers. So again, folks, there is no reason for you not to know your rights and assert them. I promise you, if you visit consumerfinance.gov, you're going to be able to get a lot of information and learn how to assert your rights. If you've got any questions, feel free to contact us. Again, visit us at the Daily Complaint. It's our show page. You can contact us through Twitter and Facebook. You can also contact me directly. My signature, as I said, is at the bottom of every show, to include my email and our phone number. So, folks, there's no reason to suffer in silence. Posting your complaint is excellent. Taking action is even better. So, again, folks, you need to know your rights and assert your rights. I hope you all had a wonderful July 4th holiday. Thank you so much for your support of the Daily Complaint. We're very blessed and grateful to do what we do here. We hope to bring you optimism and options and a pathway for success and knowledge so that you can know your rights and assert your rights on your own. So, folks, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition of the Daily Complaint. Have a great day. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, folks. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind, and most importantly, know your rights and assert your rights. This is the Daily Complaint.